escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1970, the unmanned Soviet moon lander Luna 16 was launched. It landed successfully, continuing the Soviets' robotic exploration of the moon. Born on this day in 1948, Game of Thrones author George R.R. Martin was born. In 1956, Gary Cole, star of American Gothic, Office Space, and Crusade, was born.
I remember you. You're a technomage. You use technology to simulate the effects of magic. You were leaving known space with the rest of your kind, and you found me after my ship was destroyed. You saved my life. What are you doing here?
I was having too much contact with your kind. They said I was endangering the others, that I risked exposing our hiding place. So they asked me to leave.
You've been watching me. Why?
I've been penalized before for helping other people. I've been trying to decide whether or not I should risk it again. If you were involved, I would consider it, if you should ask.
And I'm asking.
Michael Hurst, co-star of Hercules, The Legendary Journeys, was born today in 1957.
You know, all it takes is a little practice, nerves of steel, and a knife so perfectly forged.
What, in the name of Hades, do you think you're doing?
Practicing with my new knife.
Final Fantasy composer Hisashi Himatsu was born today in 1971. Astronaut Jim Palachuk was born today in 1960. On this day in 2000, the second man to orbit the Earth, cosmonaut Garmin Titov, died. In 1968, the Enterprise had an unexpected visitor, and she left with a souvenir.
What happened?
I found him on the table.
Like this? No, not like this. What happened? I don't know. You've got him on complete life support. Was he dead?
He was worse than dead.
Come on, Bones, what's the mystery?
His brain is gone.
As Star Trek's third and final season premiered without Spock's brain. In 1979, a modern-day version of a classic space hero landed in prime time as NBC debuted Buck Rogers in the 25th Century, starring Gil Gerard and Aaron Gray, and produced by Battlestar Galactica creator Glenn A. Larson. In 1980, video game fans had fun storming the Star Castle when Cinematronics rolled out its latest Vector arcade game. In 1982, Atari tried to replace the venerable video computer system.
If you think ColecoVision plays all Atari cartridges...
You mean it can't?
Here's Pac-Man on ColecoVision. But here's Pac-Man on the Atari 5200 Super System.
Now you're talking.
And it doesn't work on ColecoVision.
But won't Jungle Hunt?
Not with real arcade graphics.
Ms. Pac-Man?
This Ms. plays only on the Atari 5200 Super System. And now there's an adapter.
For 2600 games?
Nearly 2600 games.
Super!
System, now with a $30 rebate and Pac-Man.
The new Atari 5200 console boasted better graphics and an impressive lineup of games, but it was essentially an Atari 400 computer minus a keyboard, and it wasn't backward compatible with the Atari 2600. In 1993, Star Trek The Next Generation began its seventh and final season with a battle against the Borg, led by Data's brother, Lore.
It's time to close the door on the past and commit yourself to the great work that lies ahead of us. I need to know I can count on you. As proof, I want you to kill Picard.
And in 2002, Fox aired the first episode of Joss Whedon's Firefly.
Ho, ho, ho! That's just an acre, you fellas, isn't there?
This is why we lost, you know. Superior numbers.
Thanks for the reenactment, sir.
Hey, that may kosherize rules.
I'm thinking somebody needs to put you down, dog. What do you think?
I'm thinking we'll rise again.
Every man there, go back inside, or we will blow a new crater in this little moon.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod, Wendy. that your escape pod was rated and prone to spiral pain.